I nosed the dirt into the hole and made a big show of leaving the spot. Going back through the garden, I made plenty of noise. Then I jumped the fence and pretended to be heading back to the gas tanks. But as you may have already suspected, I didn't. I made a wide circle and came in behind the robbers. But now, instead of snapping twigs and making noise, I was moving in silent mode. The moon had climbed up in the sky, and it was throwing out enough light so that I could see the profile of one of the bandits. He was just sitting there near the base of one of those big Chinese elms, looking off towards the garden. He appeared to be small to medium-sized, a dog with short white hair. So far, so good. But where were his companions? I gave the area a thorough visual sweep which turned up nothing but the one dog. Yes, it was all fitting together. Within seconds, I had analyzed the data and broken the code, so to speak, of their plan of attack. They had split up and left this one dog as a lookout. The other five or six bandits were somewhere between the garden and the calf shed. My job was to pick them off one by one, starting with the lookout. If I did my job right, I could neutralize their advantage of superior numbers. I got down in my crouch and moved forward. With each step, I paused to check the enemy and see if he suspected anything. Nothing. Either he was deaf or my silent mode was working to perfection. I closed the gap between us until I reached attack range 1, at which time I coiled my legs, sprang up and outward, and flew through the air like an enormous arrow. I struck the enemy with all four paws, just buried him under an avalanche of pure muscle and slashing teeth. He never saw it coming, never knew what hit him. He was just, by George, "Help, Hank, mayday, attack, murder, oh my gosh!" There was something strangely familiar about that voice. I was sure I'd heard it before, and not very long ago. I called up a memory search of all the gangsters I had gone up against in the past year, trying to match the voice with a face. Within seconds, I came up with a match. Not exactly the one I had expected. Imagine my surprise when the robber turned out to be none other than my professional associate. That's correct. I had caught Drover in the act of trying to steal my treasure. I had him on the ground between my front paws when I made a positive identification. All at once, I felt sick, weak. Maybe I should have gone ahead and whipped him, but this terrible revelation had taken the fight out of my sails. I looked down at him. When his eyes finally popped open, our gazes met.
"Oh, Hank, it's you!"
"No, Drover. You got it backwards. It's you."
"Well, I knew it was me, but now I can see it's you too, so I guess it's one or the other."